Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. This week, the National Football League reversed its field, or at least one of its vice presidents did. Commentator Bill Littlefield finds that development as encouraging as it was surprising.
It must be difficult to be the senior vice president in charge of health and safety in an organization where damage to the health and risks to the safety of the employees are constant, especially since the acts that damage the health and risk the safety of the employees are not incidental. They are business as usual, necessary to the generation of profit. Seating such a vice president before a congressional committee investigating work-related damage in his industry would seem unlikely to provoke straight answers. But on Monday, Jeff Miller, the NFL's senior vice president for health and safety, said the answer to that question is certainly yes. The question raised by Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky of Illinois was whether Mr. Miller thought there was a link between football and degenerative brain disorders like CTE. That's something neither Mr. Miller's boss, Roger Goodell, nor anybody else with the league has directly acknowledged. On Tuesday, NFL spokesperson Brian McCarthy had that in mind when he tried some damage control. He made the additional point that a lot more questions need to be answered, said Mr. McCarthy of Mr. Miller's acknowledgement. We know the answers will come as this field of study continues to advance. But the answer had already come. It was yes. That yes put a senior vice president of the NFL in the same camp as Dr. Ann McKee and numbers of other physicians who've concluded that concussions and lots of subconcussive hits to the head permanently damage the brain. At last count, Dr. McKee had examined the brains of 94 men who'd played in the NFL. 90 of those brains exhibited evidence of CTE. Granted, Dr. McKee and her colleagues have been more likely to gain access to the brains of men who had suffered from dementia, memory loss, violent mood swings, and self-destructive behavior, including suicide. But 90 out of 94? More study will bring more knowledge about CTE, but no matter what backpedaling and spin doctoring Jeff Miller's yes provokes, as of Monday, we have something that we'd not previously had. Rather than protect the shield, rather than write a check and hope the public would forget the problem by the time the next season began, a vice president of the league has acknowledged a link between his business and brain damage among the men who make that business possible.
If you'd like to hear more from Only a Game, be sure to check out this week's show. Former pro hockey Patrick O'Sullivan will tell us, in his own words, how his father's abuse made it difficult for him as he ascended hockey's ranks on his way to the NHL. And Charlie Pierce will take us on his weekly sports news roller coaster ride. And remember, you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.